This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. For many of us, it just wouldn't be the holiday season without watching A Christmas Story. That 1983 film brings us little Ralphie's quest to get Santa to bring him a Red Ryder BB gun.
There it is. The holy grail of Christmas gifts, the Red Ryder 200-shot range model air rifle.
Ralphie, what would you like for Christmas?
Horrified, I heard myself blurted out.
I want an official Red Ryder carbon action 200-shot range model air rifle.
No, shoot your eye out.
Oh no, it was the classic mother BB gun block. You'll shoot your eye out.
BB guns are dangerous. I don't want anybody shooting his eye out.
A story in the current issue of D Business reminds us the object of Ralphie's desire was made in Michigan, in Plymouth to be precise. Ronald Ahrens wrote the piece for D Business called A Christmas Story, and he's with us now. Now, Ronald, we know the company as the Daisy Outdoor Products Company, but you tell us it actually all started with windmills?
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Plymouth, Michigan was a center for windmill manufacturing, which was a regional type business, and there was a clockmaker who had patented a windmill design, so they undertook the manufacture of these windmills in the 1880s. And then they got fooling around with BB guns, you know, of their own design, and were giving them away as premiums with the purchase of windmills. And the BB guns became so popular that they actually changed the name of the company from Plymouth Iron Windmill Company to Daisy Manufacturing, and just went with BB guns after the mid-1880s.
And I've got to ask you where that name Daisy came from, because it always seems a little bit odd in juxtaposition with air rifles.
Yeah, no kidding. It's a Daisy was a popular expression of approval in the 19th century, and when the general manager of the windmill company tried out the prototype BB gun, he said, "Boy, that's a Daisy," and that's how the name stuck.
That's pretty great. And as you show us in your piece, this gentleman, W.F. Markham, saw his company acquired by Daisy, so Daisy grew and grew and gobbled up more company.
Yes, that's right. In fact, Markham existed already in Plymouth, and they made a very crude type of air gun, BB gun, a single shot, and it was all wood. And so Daisy, really, their work moved the whole state-of-the-art forward, and they were doing molded metal and casting and, you know, with nice walnut stocks and blued barrels. In fact, they, you know, later in the 19-teens, I think, 1913, they had a new employee come on board named Fred Lefevre, and his family had been gunsmiths, and Fred, you know, really moved the BB gun up with lever action and multiple shots and made it pretty sophisticated.
And it's interesting, it's easy to track in the piece you did for D Business how the company really did change and evolve its message with the times. That they started out pitching air rifles with kind of a frontier angle, echoing Andrew Jackson and George Washington. But then came the popular cowboy Red Ryder, and boy, they were off to the Wild West, weren't they?
Yeah, in fact, first they moved through a soldier phase during World War One, and they produced a rifle that was very similar to the Doughboy's rifle with even a rubber-tipped bayonet. But yes, then they moved on, and by the 1950s, they had the Red Ryder rifle, which took its name from a cartoon strip. And then they marketed this rifle with comic books of their own and, you know, all sorts of useful information for boys, basically how to survive on the frontier and how to ride a horse and cowboy apparel. You know, and that coincided with the Hollywood culture, the Westerns at the time. So they perfected their art of marketing this way.
Well, I'm going to have to freely admit you're talking to a baby boomer who had no use for dolls, and it was all about playing cowboys for me growing up in the 50s. So I was right in there. My mother tried to interest me in Barbies and dolls, and I didn't want to know about it. My particular one was a Rifleman rifle when I was a kid.
Oh, Chuck Connors.
Connors. But yeah, you're right. That cowboy thing was huge. Now, looking through the years beyond, when did Daisy leave Plymouth for Arkansas, and why did they do that?
They left in 1958, and I never saw a stated reason, but I assume that it had something to do with less expensive manufacturing and perhaps more modern facilities. The photos that I see show a site in Plymouth that looked like it may have been a little cramped and older buildings.
What do you think has been the key to Daisy's longevity? It's a long time, and I mean, kids are probably still asking for BB guns in 2015.
Yeah, they really had engineering and marketing. You know, some of these models stayed in production. For example, the Model 25, I believe it was, stayed in production for more than six decades. And, you know, that says a lot when a product can go more or less unaltered for such a long time. More than 8 million of those Model 25 rifles were made in that time.
Pretty interesting story that you'll find by going to dbusiness.com. And Ronald Aaron's piece, A Christmas Story, takes us to the Michigan roots in the history of Daisy and the Red Ryder air rifle. Great piece, Ronald. Thank you very, very much for sharing it with us.
My pleasure.